This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
Millennials, people like me who were born between 81 and 96, may have had their moment in the sun making fun of Generation X. People like Wally, who are finding themselves in their 50s and, you know.
Yeah, well, older. The feeling's mutual from Gen X to Gen Z for sure.
We made fun of you for your acid wash jeans, yeah. Your permed hair. Yep. But it looks like the tables have turned. Now millennials are getting a taste of their own medicine thanks to Gen Z. Like Gavin.
Whoa.
Yes. Gen Z's are on social media posting about how much they hate skinny jeans, claiming that they make you look old and that baggier jeans are now in.
No, Gen Z. No, bad Gen Z. Bad. Like baggy jeans just don't look good.
I agree. And I'm trying to think back when baggy jeans were in, maybe like the 90s.
Yeah.
It's always, at some point though, the tables are going to turn on you Gen Z's, mm-hmm. and then Gen whatever is going to make fun of you for your baggy jeans.
True.
I don't think that I could ever go back to wearing non-skinny jeans. And it's not that I like how skinny they are on my legs, although I have great calves.
I know.
But the thing I like about it is they're tight around the ankle, like so it goes over your boot and it's tight. It's not that big, like flailing leg hole, you know? Like, I hate those.
Well, I wonder if you're the reason Gen Z's are like, let's get rid of them, because now we're seeing all the Gen X's trying to squish into skinny jeans.
Yeah, at 53 years old. Well, don't hate me because I'm beautiful, Gen Z. You're just jelly. It's not a good color on you. This is The Wally Show, and one of the things we like to do every Monday is boo-yay your weekend. You will give us a story about your weekend. We'll go around the room, give you a boo or yay. You get more yays than boos. You win a prize. That's how it works. And sometimes we're booing for you because it's like, oh, that was a bummer. Boo. You shouldn't have had to deal with that. But other times it's just sheer jealousy because your weekend was amazing and ours was not. So with that, Lady Rock, give us an example here.
Well,
Sorry, jump the gun.
Okay. I've made a new friend. Her name is Nicole.
We call her Knick Knack.
Her name here is Knick Knack. But she is a vegan. And so she's been introducing me to a lot of things, opening my eyes to some new foods. So over the weekend, we tried a place called Vi's Kitchen, and it is Vietnamese pho.
Oh, yeah. Pho.
Okay. Pho. Which is like soup, bone broth kind of stuff.
Boo.
But a lot of it is vegan. And it was actually good.
So it was Vietnamese vegan.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Well, there's a subsect of a subsect. I know.
Not Chick-fil-A.
I'm not saying I didn't go there either.
Okay. Yeah. See, I know Betty had told me, she was like, I'm going to go to this vegan place with Knick Knack. And I'm like, here's my tip for any time you want to go vegan with somebody, you go out to eat first. Like Zach, old producer Zach, we did his wife's birthday at a vegan place. My wife and I went to McDonald's first. We went there and we were like, oh, yeah, this is yummy, and throw it over our shoulder. And we were fine. We felt good.
Yeah.
So
I didn't do that though. I went to this place and I actually enjoyed it.
I have to, on just principle alone, I have to boo this. I know bone broth probably is
It's delightful. Good for you, and there was lettuce involved and green onions.
Yeah. But I don't think you're doing it for the right reasons.
What's the wrong
reason? Like, if you're a vegan, like, the reason... Because that's such an extreme form of, like, vegetarianism and extreme form of vegan.
Very true.
Like, it should be because you have, like, some, desire to save animals. Because I've seen you work your way through a Chick-fil-A, and it's brutal. So, you're not vegan.
Oh, I'm not vegan at all, but I am opening my eyes to newer things.
Okay.
And I can try tofu because of her.
Okay. Well, there you go. Another boo. I've got, like, 18 boos on this story alone. Gavin?
Oh, I boo veganism, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Oh, you just made a vegan mad. Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
they
guys.
They get so angry.
Gavin at allwally.com.
No, don't. Yes. No, please don't,
yeah,
guys.
Gavin's like the nicest guy in the world. He can't handle your hate. But vegans will go crazy on you. Yeah,
oh, no.
So it's safe to say it's a boo. Not booing vegans in general. You're lovely people.
Sorry, guys.
We love your convictions. Just don't push them on us, all right? There you go. All right, if you want to play along, the next five calls are going to be from angry vegans. Yeah. Thank you, Gavin. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll play Booyah with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. So we're doing Booyah your weekend. You give us a story, we'll give you a boo or a yay. What do you got? Whoever you are, anonymous lady.
Yeah. So Friday, my boyfriend decided that he wanted to go do his own thing. He started texting me upset, just randomly asking different questions, and then he decided that, you know, he didn't want to see me anymore.
Oh,
we've been going through this for about a year now.
Oh, man.
So normally when that happens, I know he's upset about something. He suffers from depression and anxiety. And he comes in there and he says, okay, I'll see you when I see you. Will you take the trash before you leave? I can't do this anymore.
I definitely have to boo this for you, you know, because this is just a bad weekend for you. And as I listen to what you're saying, and I think in your soul, you know, it hurts right now, but I think you know what's the right thing. You know, you say we've been dealing with this for a year, and can you imagine going through this roller coaster the rest of your life? You know, like, you can care about somebody and their mental illness, and that's okay, but it doesn't mean you've got to be married to that where you're not married yet, you know? This might ultimately be a good thing for you.
I know.
But it hurts.
It does.
And you care, and you don't just turn that off overnight, but I'm telling you, if you sit with it and don't get drugged back into the texts and the calls and things like that, 3 months from now, you're going to see this differently, you know? And,
yeah.
And I think you're going to see it in a much better light.
Right. Yep. So I'll continue listening to y'all. I've been listening all night.
Oh, I appreciate you calling. Hopefully we'll make you laugh a little here today on a bad day, you know?
Yeah. Thank y'all for listening.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, doing a little Booyah your weekend. I actually have one as well, and I'm curious where Betty and Gavin, you'll land on this one.
Boo!
I figured that's where you were going to land. So Gavin's my wild card here. In honor of the big game, obviously, Super Bowl, I wanted to make wings, okay?
Ooh.
So I went and I bought some wings, and I watched 5 different videos on how to make wings and different sauces and stuff like that. And I combined, I took a little bit from each one and made my own recipe out of it and did them my own way. And I have to tell you, the lemon pepper ones, the buffalo and the barbecue, all spectacular. They all came out like they would at a restaurant.
Really?
Absolutely amazing. So as I'm eating these, and I had them in 3 separate plates, I'm eating these, and I'm like, just like, this is the perfect football food. This is amazing. This is, I'm loving this. So good. I look up and realize I haven't even turned the game on yet. It's 2 hours into the game, and I'm watching Welcome to Platteville Marathon of this nerdy family. And I'm like, oh, no.
That show looks so terrible.
It is. It is, and I was in a marathon. I was stuck, and it's just horrible. And so, yeah, and so I didn't watch the game. Like, I ate all these wings and didn't even watch the game.
I think Gavin will agree with me. We're not surprised that he didn't watch the game.
No, that's not your thing.
No,
you're not a football guy.
You're not a sports kind of guy. I would say boo, but not for what you think.
Oh, really?
I'm booing because where are my wings?
Oh,
why
exactly.
Did you bring any here? You're bragging
where
about
are they?
Them.
Okay.
I'm a little disappointed.
I did remember you saying, well, if you have a bunch left over, you could bring them in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm booing me because I ate way too many wings. I ate them all and I'm so sorry. WayFM, this is The Wally Show with another Super Bowl in the books. We're kind of recounting what we did a little bit. And I shared with the gang that I used 5 different YouTube videos to make my own wings for the game, and I ate all the wings and didn't watch the game. So fail number one. But they were good. They were really good.
But you also didn't specify how many you ate.
A couple. I had a couple.
No, not a couple. Because you said your wife doesn't like them. Right. Your daughter doesn't like them. Yeah. So you made these all for yourself. And how many did you eat?
It's nothing worse than winging alone. And I did. I ate 2.5 pounds. It was a 2.5 pound bag.
Yikes.
Yeah. Look at me with judgment, Gavin.
Okay, you're right.
It's not that many wings. It's 20 wings. It turned out to be 20-ish wings.
Give or take a few.
And one was really small. There was one really small.
Okay. One really small.
That wing, just one. That one shouldn't even count it, honestly. Let's take that one out. Let's make it like just an even 19.
So I was curious about how many calories are in a thing of wings.
I am now, too.
So if you're eating 6 wings...
Okay.
You're averaging around 400 calories.
Okay. All right. That's not too bad, really. That's like,
really?
Yeah, that's a little over 100 calories per wing.
And it's mostly protein, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's good.
I'm Atkinsing.
Okay. So then you're thinking, okay, you had 3 servings of 6 wings.
Yeah, okay.
So now we're up to about 1,200.
I love watching you do math,
no,
by the way.
No. Yeah. Right? 1,200.
No, you're right.
Yes, you're right.
I love watching her do math.
But then we've got to factor in the sweet barbecue sauce.
I did have barbecue sauce, buffalo sauce, and lemon pepper. I made 3 different ones.
So now you're looking at 100 more calories. So you're somewhere around in the 1,300 to 1,500 range
in
one meal.
Wow. That's actually not as bad as I was thinking, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Oh. That's all I can have in one day.
Oh, if you're counting calories?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, the secret to that is don't count calories.
Yeah.
Like, and then you're like, you
just
know, there's,
look.
There's no guilt at all. I'm like, no, really? Only 1,200? That's great. I know, yeah, I know if I was, like, watching it, I'd be probably eating 1,800 calories in a day, and so I'd have to not have much else except, like, a fig bar the rest of the day. But you can plan for that. Like, it was worth it. It was worth every calorie.
Well, was it worth it? Did you have another meal before that?
Possibly, and some Girl Scout cookies for dessert.
Count it up!
No, do not count that up, Brock. Close your computer.
Okay, here
just
we go.
Close your computer.
We're looking at...
This is the Wally Show, and you may have heard us talk about this thing called the Prayer Wall before at wayfm.com, where you can submit a prayer request, and people will be on there and pray for you, and you'll get a notification. And our prayer pastor, Pastor Chad, is always on there as well, praying for people and sometimes interacting with different people. And this was kind of a success story, if you will, of this in the midst of a hard time. Chelsea said, hey, I just want to thank you and Way FM for the Prayer Wall. I recently experienced a pregnancy loss. I was feeling so confused and alone. I wrote into the prayer wall, and Pastor Chad reached out directly with some encouragement and many resources for me, and it really helped lift my spirit. So again, thank you guys for what you do daily. I listen to the podcast. They never fail to make me laugh, even on some of my darkest days. And so keep doing what you're doing because it means a lot. So I love that. It's what we try to do here is the combination of humor and heart, you know, like we try to make you laugh and that's healing as well. But then the prayer wall is one of those really great things that you can take advantage of when you're struggling through something. And who knows, you know, you might be the person that Pastor Chad is interacting with as well.
And also in a situation like that, I'm sure it's easy to feel alone.
Yeah.
You're the only one that's dealing with this. But the prayer wall gives you helps you open your eyes to see that there are other people that maybe have faced the same situation. And you feel more empowered when you know others are praying for you when you just don't have the strength to do it anymore.
Yeah, and the only thing I ask is if you go to the prayer wall and you need prayer, so post one, pray for one. That's all I ask. Like, post your prayer request, and then for your sake, look on there and see if there's somebody that doesn't click with you and pray for them as well. And because you might find that even helps start to change your heart as well. So check it out. It's our prayer wall at wayfm.com. We all know that 2020 was, in a word, dumpster fire, and I don't know if that's dumpster hyphen fire or just dumpster fire, but it was rough. And, you know, the pandemic, shelter-in-place orders, working from home, virtual school with the kids, it was difficult, and all these things can enter a lot more stress into your life.
That's why the need has never been greater for licensed mental health counselors. And this is what's so great. Colorado Christian University is now offering master's degree programs equipping people to become licensed mental health health counselors. In fact, you can even specialize in either marriage and family therapy or helping people that are struggling with addictions and substance abuse.
And don't forget, at Colorado Christian University, you can also cultivate your mind without compromising your heart while earning that degree from an accredited university that aligns with your values.
Just go to ccu.edu to learn more about the new master's degree programs that equip you to become a licensed mental health counselor. That's ccu.edu.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on?
This is the Wally Show, and man, you know the Super Bowl is just an expensive event, you know, if you're going to go to it. Ticket prices, the highest ticket price was $13,000. Yeah, that's like a car for a ticket.
That's insane.
Yeah, Super Bowl ads, 30-second ad, $5 million.
Where's that money go?
Back to the pockets to make people wealthy. Oh. And then there also is food at the event.
Okay, now that might be worth it.
No, it's not worth it. Trust me. They always charge you so much because they know they have you. Like, all these venues that charge exorbitant amounts for bad food is so frustrating because you can't bring outside food in. Right. So you're just stuck and you're there for 4 or 5 hours. You got to eat, you know.
Right.
And they know that. So, like, see, here's some of the prices of food at the Super Bowl. Refillable popcorn, mm-hmm. $14.
Okay.
Now, it is refillable. It is good that you could refill it.
Yeah.
You know,
still.
And you split that with five people.
Right. I think I'd refill it multiple times and just spill the popcorn just to say, yeah. I got my money's worth.
The janitor's clean.
A Reuben sandwich. A sandwich, $18. Oh. Barbecue platter, $22.
Whoa.
Hot dog was the most economical thing, was $8. But even still, it's an $8 hot dog. You know? Come on.
Get that for a dollar at Walmart.
I feel like you're getting very passionate about this.
I feel a rant coming on. Like, this just drives me nuts. This is probably the worst ones. French fries. I love French fries. It's my go-to.
Okay, like $2, right?
$9 for French fries.
Whoa!
Do you know how much French fries cost to make? An 8-ounce thing of French fries costs 30 cents. That is a
million percent
markup. I don't know if it's that much, but because I'm not good at math, but that's a big markup.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy town. Like, who do these people think they are? Disney? Like, at least with Disney, I got somebody making me feel good about buying. Like, buy more things, kids. You're like, oh, it's fine. I'm in the happiest place on earth. But man alive, that is a crazy amount of money.
But I would do it.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. I always pick the cheapest thing, even if I know I'm not going to like it. But I refuse to pay a lot of money at these events. So.
We get gold stars when we master the material covered in class.
You're not hearing me, girl. I'm in charge now. And I say recess.
This is the Wally Show, and if you're not all sporty, like you didn't know the facts and figures of the game, you know, the fact that Tom Brady went 21 for 29 of pass completions or something like that.
I'm going to look at your Google history and see if you just looked that up.
I did.
That was correct.
I did. Yeah, I did. But I did watch some commercials, and so you're the person we're talking to right now, okay? Did you watch the commercials? Because what we're going to do is we're going to do Wally's College of Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where Betty Rock is a student. Was a student. She's graduated.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her smarticles on, and I teach. And so these aren't classes that she took or I teach, but it's more real life stuff here, okay? So this is Wally's College of Super Bowl Commercial Knowledge, all right? So if you don't know stats, that's okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a little description of the commercial, and you just have to tell me what the product was being sold.
Okay, that seems easy enough.
Yeah. Well, you think, because they spend $5 million on a 30-second ad to garner your attention, and they put the best creative minds on it, and then half the time, people have no idea what the product was, but they remember the commercial.
Yeah, like that baby monkey one. You remember that one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Creepy baby monkey thing.
Mountain Dew, I think, was the one who did that.
No, it was Doritos. Wasn't it?
See, again, we don't know. They just wasted $5 million on all of us, you know? Okay, so here's an example. Gavin, did you watch some of the commercials?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, let's do
so
this.
Will Ferrell, he has an ad where he's really mad at Norway, and he enlists the help of Kenan Thompson and Awkwafina, and he's catching arrows in his mouth. Like, I remember the specifics. It was really great. But what was the ad for, Gavin?
It wasn't for Awkwafina?
No, that's the comedian.
Yeah.
Her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was water bottles.
Yeah, no.
My bad. Okay.
Betty's like, this game's really easy, dummy. You're not good at this.
I feel like I saw
Kenan Thompson, at least in like Rocket Mortgage commercials last night.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I'll say Rocket Mortgage. That's my guess.
Final answer.
Final answer is finally wrong.
Oh, Kevin.
No, no, it was for GM and their electric vehicles. He was mad at Norway because Norway's crushing electric vehicles.
Oh.
Yeah, see? Okay, so no point for Gavin. That's the way the game works. It's just that simple. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you watch the commercials and you pride yourself on that, this is your moment to shine. This is your MVP. You can be the GOAT right now with our Super Bowl game here. It's Wally's College of Super Bowl Commercial Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University. 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play.
We get gold stars when we master the material covered in class.
You're not hearing me, girl. I'm in charge now. And I say recess.
Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Jana, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Now, did you watch a lot of the commercials in the Super Bowl last night?
I did.
Okay, perfect, because we're not going to do the facts and figures from the game. This is Wally's College of Super Bowl Commercial Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University. And you're just going to have to tell me what ads were for which product, okay? So I'm going to give you the ad. You tell me the product they were trying to sell. Very simple, correct?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, here we go. There was an ad featuring one Mr. Matthew McConaughey in which he is flat Matt, okay? He is not 3D. He is very flat like a flat Stanley, and he's getting in all kind of hijinks. So what was that ad for? What product?
Doritos.
Nicely done!
Whoa, Jana!
Do you remember the end of the ad, like what happens?
He got stuck in a vending machine.
Yes, and he blows up. He becomes full size again, which is what the Doritos have done to me. They've made me blown up. So that's really good. That's one right out of the gate. You're doing great. All right, here we go. There's a commercial with Winona Ryder, and she starred in the movie Edward Scissorhands with Johnny Depp. They couldn't get Johnny Depp. The budget was too big. So this was like her and her son now, Edward Scissorhands. And so what were they selling?
Infinity car.
Ooh, no.
Can I take a guess?
Close, yes.
Scissors.
No, good guess, Rock, but no, Betty didn't watch any of it. You are right, it was a car, but it was Cadillac, and they were taunting the self-driving ability because he has scissors for hands, can't drive.
Oh, clever.
Okay, well, the good news is you're still in this, okay? We got a couple more questions. We're going to see if Jana can win our Wally's College of Super Bowl Commercial Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, here in 10 minutes. Wayne's World, a throwback with actual Mike Myers and Dana Carvey, and they got a little help from Cardi B. Wayne's World, this is a tough one. What were they selling?
Oh, gosh, that is a tough one. I vaguely remember that commercial, but I don't think I actually watched it. So
Wayne's World, Party Time, excellent.
Was it deodorant? They looked like they could use it.
No. It was for Eating Local and Uber Eats. Okay, here we go. Got another one for you here. There was a bad singing Ashton Kutcher and his wife Mila Kunis. They even had Shaggy in there singing with them. What was the product they were hawking?
Cheetos.
Cheetos is right! Yay! Nicely done! Okay. That's really good. Okay, your final one. Here we go. Tracy Morgan was talking about things that he was pretty sure would work. And there he had funny things like, I'm pretty sure those aren't murder hornets. And then they stung people. I'm pretty sure. So what was Tracy Morgan selling?
Oh, gosh. Oh, Rocket Mortgage.
Rocket Mortgage is right! Whoa! Nicely done! You, unlike the Kansas City Chiefs, have come from behind and pulled out a victory.
Thank you.
Fresh emails.
This is the Wally Show, and if you ever want to email me, it's very simple. I'm accessible. Wally@wayfm.com. It's not that hard. And then people always email me things like for Gavin and Betty, like, hey, Wally, will you pass this on? It's just Betty at wayfm.com or Gavin at wayfm.com.
Yeah, it's easy.
They're just as accessible. In fact, maybe even more so.
But that's okay. If you want to keep sending them to Wally, I am in full support of that.
So here is one that has to do with a scoop that I did the other day. And I shared this with my wife because my wife typically does the laundry, but she's recovering from surgery, so it's my job. And so I was like, hey, you know, how do you know how to get the lint off of the thing? And she's like, oh, use the dryer sheet. I'm like, oh, that's one way. off the lint trap. I'm like, I lick my fingers and do it. And she's like, ooh.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
so effective. Well, this is from Lorenzo. Says, I heard your scoop about the dryer limp, and I wanted to help you out. I got this idea from my parents, as you save little balls or scraps of the dryer lint, and you use that on the filter for future cleanings instead of licking your fingers.
What in the world? I had no idea that there was an underground...
It's a thing.
...thing.
It's a thing.
People have their way of... clearing out the lint thing.
You've heard of the dark web. This is the lint web, you know. And so we're.
And where do you keep these little lint?
In a cap, just a little cap right there. Apparently, is how they did it.
That's weird. Huh.
Yeah. So do that. But here's my favorite part of the email. It says, "I know you're really not good at reading, so here to save you time are the step-by-step instructions. Step one: save lint from cleaning filter and container. Step two: use save lint on future lint cleanings. I pretty much had it from the paragraph before. Like I'm not. That simple?
I don't know.
But I appreciate you, Lorenzo. Thank you for treating me like I'm four. All right, if you ever want to email me, it's just that simple. Wally@wayfm.com.
Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A. You're my number one with the lemonade.
You know you got something when you get name-checked by Kanye West in a song. Closed on Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is an amazing thing, and I don't get paid to say that. Like, they just do it right.
I know, and I don't need another reason to love them, but they still give it to me. An elementary school in Florida, they encourage kids to dress up like everyday heroes for school that day. Well, one 9-year-old girl, her name is Harper, she decided to dress as a Chick-fil-A worker.
Nice.
Because she said they always make her happy.
Oh, and she's right. They're like,
they do.
You don't run into, and you know these kids have normal lives and they have problems, but they check it at the door and they just serve you well. I don't think I could tell you a time I've run into a bad mood person at Chick-fil-A, and it's
me
amazing.
Either. Even if they get my order wrong, I'm like, I guess they're looking out for
You're
me.
Like,
they
I
know
deserve
me better
that.
Than I did.
I did something wrong in this equation. You know what? You made the right call.
Exactly. Well, her local Chick-fil-A heard about what she did, and they decided to make her an honorary employee for
nice.
A day where she could run the drive-through, of
nice.
Course, with some assistance, but her mom was able to go through the drive-through and support her
cool.
little daughter's dream. I think
and
that's precious.
You know what? And she's probably not that young to work there. Some of those kids look so young.
They
look like babies. You know?
They really do.
I know my daughter worked there through high school, and it was a good experience for her, and it's something that she uses for different things on her resume, like if she's going for a job like in customer service type stuff or touring, like she uses that.
Can she still hook us up with like some free food?
No, she's useless for that.
No.
Yes,
oh, she's the worst.
I know, right? Wait, you just made me call my daughter the worst. What's wrong with you?
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
With Valentine's Day less than a week away, I'm sure there are plenty of people still trying to find that perfect idea for a Valentine's Day date or a dinner or a gift or something like that.
Yeah, but Valentine's Day is very stressful.
Yes.
And you better
guys.
Get it right.
I know. And this is the the advantage of being married for almost 30 years is you've done so many of these. There comes a point in time where you're like, hey, let's just do cards. And you're like, yes,
like
absolutely. Yes, I love it. Let's do that. I love it. I will pour my heart into this card. But, you have to write something nice and personal,
oh,
though.
Oh, goodness, you have to.
Yeah,
you can't just be like, love you, later.
Yeah, yeah same.
Love
some
you
chocolate.
Later.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, we're going to work with Gavin.
I have to work on that. But if you haven't settled on an idea or you don't have your card yet, you can do this. Waffle House just announced that in select locations, couples can reserve a Valentine's Day dinner.
Oh my goodness.
And
love it.
It's outstanding. A lot of managers are posting that people who go there have the option of getting a T-bone steak,
no,
a pork chop,
no,
or a chicken entree,
no,
with a waffle dessert.
No, just get a waffle. Like Waffle House, stick to what you know. Like, this is what you're good at. You're good at waffles. You rule at waffles. I don't need a T-bone steak from Waffle House. It's not going to be that good.
No, that can't be good.
Yeah, but Betty Rock. Okay, so Betty Rock, first Valentine's Day, you're dating a new guy, and he says, hey, I want to take you to a nice place, and he blindfolds you, puts you in the truck, and then and so then drives you around town for a little bit.
Yeah.
Pull in, you get out of the truck, you instantly smell waffles. Are you excited?
I am thrilled.
Yes.
I proposed to him in the parking lot.
This is The Wally Show, and TV is one of those things that's fun to share with people. But sometimes you get locked into shows that you don't want to watch just to keep the peace. Right, Rock?
That's right. A new study shows that typically if you're in a relationship, you waste 4 hours a week watching something that you don't even care about because you don't want to start a fight with your significant other.
I experienced this. Well, I didn't experience this. My poor wife experienced this.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah, because I watch weird like stuff and things that are informational. And things. And so we were sitting there, it was like Saturday morning, and we'd both gotten up early. And I'm flicking on the TV. And I'm like, oh, this looks good. And before you know it, we were 3 1-hour episodes into Barbecue Pitmasters.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's how I knew she loved me. That was the moment that I realized after 30 years of marriage, this woman really does love me. Not a word, not a peep. She stayed there. And I'm like, I'm surprised you like this. And she goes, oh, I don't. And I'm like, oh, really? Why didn't you say something? She's like, well, I just, you liked it. And so yeah. I just, figured that we're spending time here together.
Do you ever do the same for her?
Yes. I have seen more episodes of Toddlers and Tiaras than I care to mention.
Please. You talk about it all the time.
Fortunately, her taste and my taste in some areas do align. All right, so let's discuss this with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show, and we love having you on. 855-33-WAY-FM. Is there a show that your significant other loves to watch that you just cannot stand, but you have to do it just to keep the peace?
Because love is all about compromise,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, this is where you wish love was blind and you didn't have to see it, but sometimes you have to. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. Put that in your favorites so you can get right through. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is the show?
The Alaskan Frontier. Okay. Living in the wilderness, no.
Okay, I'm assuming you don't like it because you didn't know that it was called Alaska, the Last Frontier. And so obviously you're not a fan. So your husband watches this show?
Constantly. He knows the background of these people. He would go out there and live and do that. And I'm like, no.
Rebecca, what is it about the show that you just can't stand?
I just don't see how people live. Like, who chooses to live at negative 30 degrees?
I know. I get it on paper.
It's not entertaining.
But I have one word for you, Rebecca. Apocalypse. Your husband right now is doing research for when everything goes wrong and we all just like, this country is crazy.
The grid goes down.
Yeah, I'm moving off the grid. He is going to be prepared for you. He is going to build a cabin with his bare hands. He is going to get you food with his bare hands. Sure, he can't get his underwear into the laundry hamper right now, but when push comes to shove, he's going to be amazing for you.
Crystal, she posted on our Facebook page that her husband loves The Curse of Oak Island.
Yes!
She said, like 8 years, $1.2 billion, yep. And they haven't found anything.
And I've watched every episode. Shiloh, what is the show you and your significant other watch that you can't stand?
Fast and Loud.
Oh, let her rip, Tater Chip. I know this show.
I realized that it was that I actually had become emotionally attached when Aaron Kaufman left the show, and I actually had an opinion, and I was like, Got me.
I understand about getting drawn in, man. Like, I was the same way with Toddlers and Tiaras. You know, at first, I'm like, man, this is ridiculous. But by the end, I'm like, Eden Wood is amazing.
Monday School is a chance for Wally to share what he learned at church and prove that he went.
So we were talking about how in every good story, like Star Wars, for example, or The Karate Kid or Rocky, there's an element of good versus evil. And we all love that part in the movie where the hero is preparing for battle. And so whether it's Luke Skywalker learning to use the Force, or Daniel-san, wax on, wax off, or Rocky chugging raw eggs, they're getting ready, you know, for battle. And we're cheering that on because we like it. We want to see that happen. Mm-hmm. And the point was, there's a spiritual battle that rages every day between good and evil. And so how are you supposed to prepare for that? And in Ephesians, Paul says, there's a battle and you need to put on the full armor of God. And so you have to know who your enemy is and that their sole goal is to keep you separated from God. And so there's two problems with the devil when it comes to us. We either overestimate his power, like, you know, the devil made me do it, and we take no action or responsibility for our actions, or we underestimate him. I tend to underestimate him, mm-hmm. personally. Like, mm-hmm. I'm more like, I'm so self-destructive. You know,
I don't really need his help.
Yeah, I'm doing a great job of my own. But then again, it's part of that is the devil stuff too, because the battlefield in the Bible says it's not against flesh and blood, it's in our minds. And that's the key. This was the whole point here, is that Satan, you don't want to give him real estate in your mind, because sin always starts small. It starts with a thought, and then that thought turns into an action, and that action turns into a habit, and ultimately that habit becomes a lifestyle. So to illustrate this, Betty Rock, tell us your sin that started as a thought and became a lifestyle.
Nope. No, thank you. Hard pass.
Okay. All right. Fine. Gavin, we'll move on. Now she's in. You know.
Do tell.
When we get caught up in that lifestyle of sin, sometimes we wonder, how did we get here? You know, you're like, how did I end up cheating on my wife for over a year and lying to her every day? How did I end up, you know, destroying everyone I love in my life and making drugs my God? It all started with a tiny thought that you gave that real estate and that space. And so the point being, the temptation is not the sin. It's giving that thought a second thought. And, you know, because Jesus was even tempted, you know, by Satan. And so why would we think we're any different? So how do we get past this? The point is, like, Jesus quoted scripture back at Satan, and it was like, because he had the word of God in his heart, and that's kind of where we need to do, and that's how we can combat the temptation and the sin, is with the word of God and putting that in our souls. And so there you go. That's your Monday School for today.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it.
Claim it.
This is The Wally Show, and people ask us to put our heads together and name different inanimate objects for them to give them a personality. I like that. We've named everything from sewing machines to skateboards.
Babies.
That's not an inanimate object,
well,
but
that's true.
We have named
it. But we have done it.
We are going to define inanimate in a minute when we get done. Here is the case for today. Hey, Wally and crew. I'm a Wally Show potty. That's people that listen to our podcast. I would like you to try and name my doll. My name is Lindsay. I'm 13 years old. I enjoy crocheting, and this is my doll, my latest project. I can't think of any names for her. She was made with Red Heart Super Saver yarn and an E-size crochet hook, and it has very thick braided hair on top. So I'd love to know what you guys can come up with. I love playing trumpet, running, and playing with my sister. What do you got, Lindsay? Okay, so Lady Rock, I'm gonna let you go first. Gavin makes the decision. If Betty Rock and I both like our names best and we're not willing to switch, Gavin has to decide.
All right. I went with the name Violet.
Ooh. Okay. Why?
Well, because I was going with the E crochet needle.
Okay.
And so E is in the name Violet.
Where? At the very end?
Yeah.
Violet? Like, okay.
Violet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But also, okay, she was wearing a purple dress.
Sure.
Okay. And it's a violet color.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, Violet would be great.
Okay. There you go.
And you can call her Vi for short.
Sure. Okay.
What?
No, it's great. It's fantastic. It was great.
Your tone
says
it. Different.
I liked it.
Okay, thank you, guys.
I liked it before the explanation.
Let's see who did better.
Okay. Well, see, here's the deal.
Now I'm hearing excuses.
No, normally I go into this long thing and I'll look into the etymology of words or the backstory of things, but this one just jumped out at me instantly, and I think her name should be Shay. Because you know why, Gavin, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Crochet,
that's right. But don't spell it C-H-E-T, because
no,
they got to put the
Chet
umlaut at the top. Yeah, exactly. So just Shay for last half of the word crochet. So with that.
He's so proud of his name.
I am so proud of this name.
He's on a
high
horse
it
right now.
So much. And I think that I know where Gavin is going. Gavin?
Yeah, I loved it too.
Yes!
That was the first thing that I targeted in on as you were reading the email.
Yep.
And even though it was the easy way to go, it's the absolute best way to go.
Sometimes the easy way is the only way, and that's what we found out today. So there you go, Lindsay. Shay is the name for your new crochet doll. See how easy that was, Rock? It's February, so that means one thing and one thing only for couples: Groundhog Day. Yeah, you thought I was going to say Valentine's Day, didn't you? Hey, it's Wally, and Valentine's Day gets all the attention, but Groundhog Day is the workhorse holiday of February. It tells us we're going to need to prepare for more winter months. Valentine's Day is just flashy and costs us money. It's the same way in the mortgage industry. You see all the flashy ads for quick loans from huge corporations, but I want to know who I'm dealing with, especially when it comes to something as important as my mortgage or a refinance, and more importantly, I want them to know me. That's why I love United Faith Mortgage. Full disclosure, they're not the flashy ones, they're the get-it-done ones, the ones who make getting a mortgage or refinancing easy on you. They're faith-based and family-owned, and their direct lender advantage will actually help you save money. So do yourself a favor, check them out, and you'll see. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
During the Super Bowl halftime show, you saw pop star The Weeknd try and wow the crowd. And I didn't see it, but I was told he spent $7 million of his own money on the show.
I don't know where he spent it.
Yeah, he just blew it because yeah. Nobody thought it was great.
Like, it was underwhelming to say the least from a halftime show perspective. And again, like, if you had told me you had spent $70,000 on it, that would be like, really? Holy cow. But like, to spend $7 million extra on this, it didn't feel like it. And I think it was a big misstep to have an artist. I know currently, like, he's got some songs, but he's not like that heritage. Like, I think for mass appeal, you need that artist that's like hit. Like, I couldn't sing a single song of his.
Saying.
Not a single song. I didn't know any of them, mm-hmm. You know?
And these are some of the songs that you would have heard.
Oh, really?
Can't hear him that well.
No. You couldn't hear it, and it all sounded the same. Like, when Bruno Mars did it, like,
oh,
like
he
you're
was
like,
so good.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I know that song. Oh, I know that song. I know that song. And it was, and you could hear everything. It was played well. Like, yes, you know. But I felt like this was just really flat.
Or if he had something like Left Shark. Remember when Katy Perry did the halftime
classic
show? And that wasn't even meant to be a thing. It just became a thing.
Yeah, this one I think will just go down as one that just gets kind of forgotten, you know, and that's sad for him. But I don't know what 20-something picked him out. Like, of all the artists, there was somebody that's like, oh no, my friend's got a friend who works at a record label, and Weeknd's awesome. Like, we really love him. We jam to him every weekend.
It'd be interesting to know what he thought about it, if he thought it went as well as he wanted it to. Remember when Lady Gaga, like, she came flying
from
down?
From the ceiling.
Right. And then Beyonce. Well, I don't really remember what Beyonce
she
did.
Was on with Shakira.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
There was that J-Lo.
Oh, yeah. I get
confused. Oh, it was J-Lo. No? Maybe it was all three of them.
No, who knows? Okay, well, maybe none of this matters because we don't remember much of it anyway. So The Weeknd's going to be just fine, I guess. This is The Wally Show. 36. The age I was when I could no longer touch my toes. 36, the height of the average telephone pole. 36, and even more impressive, the average number of hints given over an 8-month time for a marriage proposal.
Ooh,
boy.
36.
36 times.
That might be 35 too many.
Ladies hinting at, hey, would you like to marry me?
There's a woman in their car. She's turning the radio up a little bit louder.
Yes.
Right now.
37. here's what's, I think, really eye-opening is, like, the hints that have been given and ways that women are doing this. I'm really surprised by this. Accidentally, in quotes, air quotes, sending texts or emails about rings.
You accidentally include them into the group chat. You're like, I didn't mean to add you.
I'm so sorry. I was just looking at rings for a friend, you know, so that's one. Or this one's even more subtle, like putting on shows or movies about weddings to spark conversation. Mm. Like, hey, what do you want to watch? What was that J-Lo movie? I don't even remember
Wedding Planner.
Yeah. I mean, we could watch that if you want to. You know what? I think we'll watch a little of it, you know?
Or maybe yes to the dress.
Skip
Let's
to
watch
the
that.
End.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's next level, ladies. You guys are working on a level that could terrify us gentlemen.
Sometimes gentlemen are very oblivious.
Yeah, but it's only because, you know why? You know why, Rock? Because we're afraid of getting hurt. We're afraid of having our heart broken.
See, even Gavin knows you're lying.
No, if that's so wrong, then I'm sorry, but I'm a sensitive man. And so, okay. Yeah. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number to the show, and that's how we want you to be on the show with us. We love your thoughts on this. I would love to know if you, as a lady, had to drop hints to get your husband now to propose to, and what were they? Because there's a couple more on this list I'll share with you later that I was like, what in the world? You guys are Machiavellian, man. You're like pulling the strings. You're like the puppet master.
Makes you wonder what you've been, your mind has been melted into to make you think it was your idea. Maybe Marty, your wife, has done something like this to you?
I'm rethinking everything now, you know? Like, I'm like, what did she do to trick me into this? 855-33-WAY-FM. What was the hint you dropped to get that marriage proposal? Take it now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So, Tiffany, did you have to drop some hints to get that proposal? And if so, what were they?
I think the biggest hint was Taco Bell used to have a sauce packet that I think said, marry me. And I threw it at him when we were eating Taco Bell one night.
Oh, okay. Oh. So you went with the subtle approach.
Yeah.
Did he catch the hint?
I guess he did because he proposed, I'd say, probably about 2 weeks later.
Boy, and I hope it was at a Taco Bell.
He did actually give me a Taco Bell packet, yes.
Nice.
I think I still have said Taco Bell packet somewhere in some trinket drawer.
So, Kathy, did you have a tactic like that?
No, mine was an ultimatum.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds fun. You know what? I love starting off love and marriage with an ultimatum.
Wow.
Well, after 5 years of being together, it was, where are we going? And he said, what do you mean, this week, next week? I said, no, in this relationship. He said, well, I like things the way they are. I said, I'm going to start dating other people. Dropped
nice.
A one knee right there.
Yeah, I'll tell you, 5 years, you're well within your right to say, hey, let's define this relationship.
Well, we've been together almost 40, married almost 35, so something must have worked right.
Where do you think you'd be had you not given him the ultimatum?
They'd still be dating, Rock. So, Jeanette, did this happen to you? Did you have to drop some hints?
Well, the biggest hint I dropped is I just asked him to marry me.
Well, I hope you had a ring.
Well, no, not at the time, but we got it later.
Well, that doesn't count then. Like, come on. There's so much pressure on us to show up with the perfect ring and to have the hot air balloons and doves flying out of a cake. You know, you should, if you're going to ask him, you should at least have one dove and a cupcake.
Absolutely.
This is the Wally Show. How would you like to be a potty? That's the people that we call, that listens to our podcast. We call them potties. They're very special to us. You can get the podcast and our aftercast where we talk about things we didn't even get to during the show for free wherever you get podcasts, okay? And on the aftercast, we'll take on questions from people sometimes. And I always love how, like, an answer given to a simple question can actually be very revealing about a person giving the answer. And actually, I think that was the case on this aftercast for Betty Rock.
Question from Kristen, Seth, and Nora. They want to know, would you rather be a train conductor,
okay,
an astronaut, or an airplane pilot?
Oh, train, easy. Okay, let's go with the girl on this one, because these seem like guy type things.
Yeah, I would go with a train conductor.
See, now I would never in a billion years pick that go.
I would pick a train because I feel like you're pulling cargo more than you are people. Mm-hmm. And if I'm a pilot, there's a lot of people probably on that plane that
you're
I'm responsible for. Also,
that
if I'm an astronaut,
fascinating.
If I'm an astronaut, I have a lot of attention because they're watching you like go
sounds
up into
great.
The sky.
Yeah, this is telling. You don't want responsibility and you don't want attention.
I don't know. I don't want responsibility for other people's
right.
lives.
Wow, that is really telling. Because to me, it was like slam dunk astronaut. Like, and for all those reasons, I want attention, and I want to float in space, and I want to know what it's like to eat globules of water floating around.
Yeah.
Like, how cool is that? And to be one of, like, a very small group of people, like, probably less than 100 people that have been in space in the world?
Yeah, but you have to think about wearing those tight suits, and then maybe there's weight loss you have to think about to get
all
on
good
the
things so far. Yeah, she didn't get it, honestly. You know, and that's where we discuss things. And we went on to make sure that she knew she didn't get it. So we'd love to have you be one of our new potties where you can get our regular show podcast and even the aftercast wherever you get your podcast now.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.